Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Det wafer ont fortfarande om tunnhåriga och skalliga män i roller.
Jason Statham.
Efter Jason Statham, alltså Jason Statham och vad heter det?
The
Bruce
Rock?
Willis.
Oh, The Rock.
Ja, men The Rock är liksom, det är hur ska vi säga, han kompenserar med annat, va? Men bara liksom en huvudroll där någon är bara så här, ja, jag ser att du är 30 och tunnhårig. Tough shit, bro, men du vet, liksom, okej, okay, fine. Vi finns också. Ja.
Yo, välkomna till The Power Minute Podcast. Ja,
nej, på en gång.
Direkt, fail. Vi kommer till er från Högdalen, vi samlade ännu en gång.
Yes. Yeah, man.
It's good to be back, alltså.
Vart spelade ni in sist? Var ni samlade? Eller var det?
Nej, det var remotely.
Var det? Det var bra ljud.
Ja, ljudet är okej. Det är mer bara så här, du vet, jag tycker inte, du är inte lika snappy.
Ja, no. Nej.
Det är det. Jag hatar det, att det är en liten delay hela tiden. Kan vi gå...
It's like double dutching the whole time.
Tror aldrig jag hoppat in igen i en double dutch är väl hopprep.
Bro, the first time I ever tried it, I was wildly successful.
Okay.
They were of course you were.
They were double dutching at
trodde
the
du att det skulle gå dåligt, John?
I didn't know, but I jumped it. They were messing with me because I used to hang out with the cheerleaders a little bit sometimes.
Okay.
Before school they would hang out and I would go fuck with them and they were up there double dutching one morning, and I was like, "Watch out, watch out!" And I was like doing, I was just messing around doing the whole tip your head in and out, and I jumped in and I just did it. And I've never done it. I've tried since, never again.
Yeah,
so beginner's luck.
Men vänta, they used to mess with you för att du hängde med cheerleaders nu. Jag tänker att det finns två sätt att hänga med cheerleaders. Du är en cool guy som hänger med cheerleaders och är avslappnad nog att hänga med liksom the popular girls. Eller du hänger med cheerleaders och bara, ah, oh, Becky, I love your skirt. What do you get? Oh, look so cute on you, girl.
Or alltså, the stalker. You can't forget the dude that's just obsessed.
Ja, fast den hänger annoying. Inte med cheerleaders. Oh, den är observing them from afar.
Like that Anthony Anderson. Were you?
Ja, vad heter det? Med en, sådär, en tidning med eye holes.
I was the one that was just relaxed and kicking it with them like that. Because I did, that's when I did the toe touch and all that stuff. That's what I got cool with them.
Toe touching.
The toe touch.
Du kunde hoppa och
just det. Because the first time I tried that, I did it.
Yeah, I'm touching. Jag trodde det var någon twerk reference.
Touch your
toes.
Ja, för er som har missat, vill upp på för nära vänner på Insta. Du hoppade upp med raka ben och nuddade tårna utåt sidan. Alltså som Jean-Claude Van Damme. Det var crazy.
I was shocked myself that I could still do it. Because I had done it a few times. Mm. But it didn't look... The one they filmed was the best one I did.
Ja, det nästa blir ju en backflip.
Oh, I'm so scared. One time I landed on my head and I stopped trying.
Alltså, backflip fails är... Mm.
Jag har aldrig attempted en backflip. Aldrig.
Ja, men inte på
ens från vatten. Nej,
nej, nej.
Och I wouldn't. Alltså det är bara så.
Det känns som för mycket kropp som måste liksom hinna vända på sig.
Kanske.
Not even in your mattress?
No, backflip, no. Front flip, yes.
Men what backflip? In your mattress?
Like you, that's how you practice. You practice
sängen,
on your mattress.
När man är liten?
Yeah.
Okej, okay, ja, ja. Nej, jag, nej, men jag föreställde mig om att alltså, i vuxen ålder. Jag, alltså,
nej. But you never tried throughout your entire life, right?
En backflip, no. Nej.
Yeah. And you neither.
Jo, jag var just the king of it, alltså. Jag kunde göra från, alltså ner i vatten. Inte på bar mark, liksom.
Oh, men ner i vatten från vilken höjd som helst. I used to be king of it into the water.
Det är väl ändå någonting. Oh, that's true. Blow me. Ja, ja. Och också från, alltså, från höjd, alltså det är det. Alltså, det är nästan vilken höjd som helst. Eftersom hemligheten, alla blev imponerade. Men grejen var ju att har du gjort en backflip, det enda man gör sen är hoppa spiken. Så det är alltid fötterna före. Så det var aldrig svårt. Yeah. Nej, precis. Yeah. Men had it lost it. Det är lite som Peter Pan. Jag var liksom, forgot how to be a kid, tror jag.
Men vadå, så du tror inte att du skulle, du vågar inte nu längre?
Nu vågar jag inte. Och nej, när man inte längre vågar, då kommer man heller inte runt på samma sätt.
Nej, men exakt.
Det,
ja. Det,
jag har gjort några gånger, jag tror att ni har fortfarande sett mig någon sommar försöka öva. Och det är bara så här,
help!
Så liksom, just när man bangar ut mitt i.
I went to a bounce with Bash, that spot, they call it something else, not jump yard, I think they call it now. And he was doing a course with, it was like a little bouncing course. And we would go on weekends, and they were like, parents can go do this thing with you. It's a long trampoline, and Bash and I were both jumping across it. Mm-hmm. And then I did a backflip. It was so scary. I did it into a giant...
so now I'm like a skumgummi or something.
Yeah, no, not even that. It was like a big... beanbag.
Okay.
Big soft beanbag. I remember going to do it and I pulled it off, no hands.
Wow.
But it was so scary.
Perfect landing.
I don't know, I fell into the back, so I'm sure
Simone Manuel.
Yeah, exactly. I fell into the back. Yeah, it was scary.
Huh.
I want to talk about something real quick.
All right.
I was on set, man. I feel like a goddamn actor. I don't know if I've said this on a pod, but I feel inadequate as an actor.
Ja, du har nämnt det någon gång tidigare att det är du med din inflated tro på dig själv när det kommer till acting. Self-doubt, alltså.
Vi har ju berättat om hur din scener Boys blev bortklippt till exempel.
Just det.
Yeah. Så att liksom,
yeah,
you have failed.
And I thought I was...
killing it.
Until that moment, I thought I was good. Like, when it was happening, I was like, I'm the fucking star of this whole thing right now. And then
you're gonna have to write me a part now?
I thought, you know, not even gonna lie, I thought that they cut that out because I was outshining everybody.
Oh my God.
I swear.
Wow.
I swear.
Men till det här hör, för de som, det är mycket nya lyssnare som inte har hört, alltså det fanns en serie på SVT som heter Boys, där vi hamnade med på en inspelning som var inspelning / slutfest, och de spelade också in lite scener på den här festen där vi bara hade hamnat, och John, du blev typ alltså called to the side och bara, ja, men kan inte du vara en karaktär typ lite i serien?
Yeah.
Och någonting sånt, ja. Och alltså till det här hör ju att vi tre var bland det mest hammered det någonsin har varit.
Yeah, alltså, det jag kommer inte ihåg att jag var så hammered. Jag kommer ihåg att John var out of this world. men
jag var en close second. Alltså,
jag var rätt städad alltså. Men ja, du var out of it. Alltså du var liksom... Which det var väl en del också Blaze involverat.
Yes, on the way there.
Jag vet inte.
Just det. Mm. Gud, så för att fatta. Alltså fan, jag hade velat se det liksom B-materialet som de klippte bort. För att se John drunk and high och bara I'm killing it. Och sen så bara sluddrar
typ. Men jag kan också tänka mig pulled it off, alltså så att alla andra kanske trodde det. Sen tror kanske, jag tror inte att det var folk kollade och bara, men det är så katastrof, vi måste klippa bort, utan det fanns säkert inte utrymme
no time, för det. But I remember feeling like I was turning it on. Like when he said action, I was like, okay, and then I'll go, and then he'll stop, and then I'll just drop back into my, that's what I thought was happening. But then, since then, I've been, it'll be like, I'll see a role, and somebody will tag me, like, hey, they're looking for an American with a Miami accent, 30s, in the late 30s, black, you know, bald, and I don't get the role. It'll be like that. I'm like, man, they just fucking describe me. Two kids.
Wobbly walking.
Yeah. Big butt. Twerkable. Can do a toe touch.
Exactly.
And then I don't get the role. And it's like, damn, am I? And I started thinking like, oh, I'm bad at this. Men but yeah, but somehow I got a role.
Ja, och nu var du på en inspelning.
Yeah, I was at, I got a role for an American commercial. So nobody will see it here, but it's an American commercial for a cable company or whatever. And it was just a role, just I'm just some technician doing something. Mm. But yeah, I got it, and then I was there, and I felt like an imposter the entire time. It was a 2-day shoot. But on it, if anybody's seen the show Extras with Ricky Gervais, mm-hmm. it's a funny show. But I got to experience the life of those people. Like, there were extras there, mm-hmm. and it was so funny the way that they were. It was spot on how he does it with those people that are just like, yeah, well, you know, I was actually on the set of such and such. And
almost had a speaking part.
Yeah. There's one woman, and she turned out to be a really nice lady, but she told me how she co-starred in a movie with an actor that we all know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it was like, co-star, word? Is that the word?
And
is that the
word? Lady you're number four. Exactly. In crowd. Lady in crowd.
So it was interesting. I'm glad that it happened. And it gave me confidence. And it was something...
Får jag fråga vem det var du kan blipa?
Yeah.
Var det Evelyn Mook?
No, man, it's the homie.
Okay, ja, jo, jag vet. Men hon var också med i en stor film.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know she was in.
Och jag, när jag såg henne, jag var bara, oh snap, liksom, galet. Men det är också
bara extra this was part, a person who's I had never seen before. Probably won't see again.
Okay.
But she had been in a film with.
Oh yeah.
Co-starred with her, and I was like,
okay,
come on. But anyway, it was a fun experience. But that whole feeling of feeling inadequate. There were parts when they were, for some reasons, it was weird because the American company was being American, mm-hmm. and they were like, "We want to see everything as you do it." So they would film it, send it like to them, wait for feedback, reshoot. It was like the slowest. It was. It seemed so dumb.
Some of the producers were like some. Kvar i USA och ville se.
Yeah, they were sitting there like, all right, we're going to do it this time, but now we're going to shoot it live for them. All right, so, you know, on my cue. And then we'd do it, and then he would get, but sometimes I could feel my confidence leaving. Like, he would come up and he'll be like, hey, man, they don't want you to say anything this time. And I was like, fuck, I'm so bad. And then the makeup lady's like, no, you're doing great. It's just I can hear them. They want to see every type of way. And I was like, oh, okay.
You know, I felt such an imposter.
Yeah. Can we bring in his stand-in to do everything?
Body double.
Yeah, so it was cool, man. I think I kind of got the bug, but I would never want to be those extra people that do that shit.
Men du sa också att du hade suttit typ 10 timmar i din stol och bara liksom inte gjort någonting.
The first day, yeah, I basically sat around. And they said that's kind of how it is.
Min brorsa var ju också med på en sån sätt där han skulle haft någon sån här liten roll i...
Snabba Cash.
I Bad Boys 2.
Aha.
Han bodde i Miami. Men det var också som att så, han hade väntat, vet du, i... Så där 10 timmar och han hade bara dragit sen till slut. Jag bara, men god damn it.
Verkligen.
Det hade varit värt det.
Yeah, I would.
Verkligen.
There was a woman.
They knocked out of Martin Lawrence.
Ja, verkligen.
Check this fucked up part up. There was a woman there and I was waiting with her. And she had come earlier than me. She got there 8:00 in the morning. And then we were just kind of sitting around or whatever. And then they finally came up and they kept coming to us like, hey, we're delayed a little bit more. But we got some snacks here. Like, they're like gonna pay you with snacks. Me, I was getting paid pretty well. I was happy. I was like, all right, I'll do whatever you guys want. This woman was like, okay, I'll wait. She canceled some appointment. Then she went in, and it turned out her job was to be laying in like a dermatology chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then the American people saw it and were like, nah, we don't want her. So they kicked her out. She had waited like 12 hours. Mm-hmm. No lie. She sat in the chair for 10 minutes before they said, when I. Then she left. Everybody gave her a round of applause, thanking her for her patience.
Wow, dude. Guess
how much she made. Guess how much money they paid her for
800 kronor.
Exactly.
Nej.
800 crowns. To...
Så inte ens 100 kronor i timmen.
Nah. Insane. I was like, what? I can't believe this happens.
Ja, nej, det är standard alltså.
Jag tror att den här statist-gig, det är ingen dröm. Det är nog bara lite kul att... typ få göra. Men jag tror att också dagen det händer så precis det är så här 12 timmar och sen är man med 15 sekunder av en Coop-reklam liksom.
I'd rather do, if I was here, I'd rather do that for 800 crowns than to do something that I've never seen. Mm. She can't find that commercial. That commercial ain't gonna air here. It's for a cable company that's not even all over US.
Om jag får byta ämne.
Ja, of course.
Jag kommer tänka på en grej nu när du sa Coop-reklam. En grej som jag såg igår och som jag har tänkt på ett tag och som du slog mig igår extra hårt för att det var tre reklamer i rad där svenska reklamer där det var en man och en kvinna med i reklamen liksom, ett par. Och i alla tre reklamerna på rad så var det ett interracial couple. En två av dem var, då var det killen som var svart och kvinnan som var vit, och den andra så var det kvinnan som var svart och mannen som var vit. Och jag bara kände, det känns som att det finns en interracial agenda i reklamvärlden, utan att de själva vet om det riktigt.
Okej. Hej, hallå! Nej, men vad kul att ni lyssnar. Det här är Peter Smith från Power Mini Podcast som säger att om ni gillade det här avsnittet så kan ni höra resten av det och faktiskt alla våra andra avsnitt reklamfritt om ni går in på patreon.com/powermedia podcast och signar upp som patrons, och då blir man månadsgivare. Det är från $1 och uppåt. patreon.com/powermedia podcast. Gå in och se exakt vad som gäller från $1 uppåt i månaden, så får ni tillgång till alla våra avsnitt.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.